Take it away, Jackson. This is a more alert and attentive Jackson.
I've done the last three intros. Someone else can do it.
I don't want to fact check it, but that doesn't seem accurate.
I've been editing them. I know.
Ooh.
Mm. You can fact check them if you want. Why don't you want to fact check them? This can be the intro. Fuck it. Welcome to the official podcast where we're going to fact check all other podcast episodes. Charlie's going through them right now. I can hear echo. Someone's echoing hard, which means they're recording, speaking it up too.
Ooh, Kaya. It's Kaya.
Might be me. Yeah. Try again.
That Reaper audio is not working out for him.
Testing 1, 2, 3. No, I can't hear myself now.
Should we start
can't
over?
Can. What?
Can't.
Okay.
Can't.
Oh, fuck. Well, welcome to this week's episode of the official podcast. I'm Jackson. There's only four of us. We couldn't find a guest. Or we did find a guest. The guest didn't find us, though.
It sounded like a shitty Steam survival game intro. My name is Jackson. Now there's only four of us.
50,000 people used to be on this podcast. Now there's only four of us.
What kind of game would that be? Access.
Well, like a survival
shitty,
game.
Yeah. One of those shitty, you know, survival in the woods games that you make in Unity in like 3 days, but it takes 3 years to get out of early access.
The forest.
It has a crafting system because it has the to forest. Have a crafting system.
Is the forest not released yet? I thought it's released.
No, the forest still has a crafting system.
Really?
Yeah, it does. You haven't scratched the surface of the forest.
Yeah. They can't bring it out of early access because most people don't even know there's a crafting system.
What do you mean most people? No one plays that. I think it has a player count of four.
Right, most players. All four of those people do not know there's a crafting system. That's why they still enjoy the game.
Wait, that just reminded me of a topic. You remember like a long time ago on this podcast, we talked about the time I played Lawbreakers with Funhouse and how just incredibly bad it was. Well, the game released fully like 2 weeks ago and it's already down to 50 players.
Yeah, people are playing it. I saw Cliff Bleszinski. Wait, is it Cliff Bleszinski?
Yeah, it's Cliffy B.
Yeah, him post about how he's proud of his small community and he'll keep working for them.
I feel bad because I watch gameplay of that game and it doesn't look that bad.
It gets boring.
Oh, really?
Like, all of those games do, though. I don't know how you can stand Overwatch. Overwatch is one of the most mundane, boring games.
Overwatch is incredibly
tedious. I play
tedious.
It in waves. It's in waves and it's fun, but I just feel so vindicated seeing that player count reflect pretty much my thoughts on the game where it's just not fun. Oh, man, it felt so good to read that headline. Not that I was rooting for the game to fail, but...
Yeah, let's not get too negative. Let's not get too negative this episode. What's something we like?
That guy who made that other game, Firewatch, you're a cunt.
Oh, okay. Opposite direction. I like it.
Yeah, we brought that up on during one of our streams, I think, of Battlegrounds. But guy who made Firewatch, I don't care about your game. You as a person are bad. You're a bad person.
He's a bad man. He's not a good man. We don't like
him. Why did he think that would be all right?
Well, see, Jackson, when someone does something silly, you have to take your chance to virtue signal your hardest.
That's true.
It's like if you made a silly joke and all three of us came out and said, we condemn Jackson, this is unacceptable, we're firing him, and I'm going to file a DMCA against his goats on his farm.
Would you do it?
Or something. Yeah. No, because I'm not a cunt.
What would I have to do to get you to do that?
Jesus, I don't know.
How far would you have to go, Kaya?
I kind of want to explore that.
What is this, bad person limbo? How low can you go?
Really. I don't know. I mean, you'd have to do an actual crime, maybe, for me to utilize such...
How about this? I'm not a fan of Mad Max.
Ooh.
That's rough.
That's hard to hear.
That's okay.
Jackson's opinions.
Wait, we got to clarify, Jackson, old Mad Max or new Mad Max?
Whatever one Kaya really likes.
Ooh, shit.
I love it, but you know, I wouldn't like file DMCAs against wrong opinions like this asshole. That's my whole gripe with this damn cunt. Even Feminist Frequency, or whatever that channel is called, Anita.
Yeah, the one Anita Sarkeesian.
Yeah, when Anita Sarkeesian is denouncing you, you've done something really bad.
Yeah, it's because even she knows this is gonna fuck people. So the whole argument about that PewDiePie thing is that, YouTubers were angry at him because he might get them demonetized, you know, because it might cause another advertiser strike or... boycott or whatever you want to call it. But then they all had their little pants in a bunch about how happy they were that someone was finally bringing justice to PewDiePie by abusing the MCAs. How is that okay?
I didn't see anyone defending that.
Not defending it, but a lot of people missed the point and just argued the legality of it. How long have you been on YouTube, Charlie? 10 years?
I mean, longer than that.
He was born. Yeah.
Is that fair to say, right? Because I'm going to say for over a decade now, the biggest gripe that big content creators have with YouTube is that, one, it's unreachable, right? They're not human. And two, it's the nonsense claims, right?
Right.
The bullshit that anyone could get hit by. Like, if you make a video on MS Paint, you can still get hit by a copyright DMCA claim by Hollywood for no reason. And everyone was angry at this shit up until a couple of days ago when Sean Vanaman, that asshole who makes Firewatch, announced he was going to DMCA PewDiePie because he didn't like PewDiePie. And this should have been condemned, but as you say, not a whole lot of people were on his side, but also a lot of people didn't condemn him. A lot of people just started arguing whether or not he could do it, which is...
Yeah, that was stupid.
They both did a stupid thing, though.
What I'm saying is...
We're talking about when the people change the subject from, is this okay, to, is this legal, is this possible? It's the wrong argument to be made.
Yeah. When you're arguing morality, you cannot... The question you have to start with is not, can I, but should I? Right? If I'm in the room with a child, can I punch the child? Yeah, I'm strong enough to punch a child, right? But that doesn't make it right. I shouldn't.
But should you?
Exactly. It's a question, should I punch the child? And the answer is no. Should I use DMCA claims and set the precedent that it's okay to silence people by weaponizing a copyright system that's already broken and shitty to where everyone's getting hit by it for no reason?
So the Firewatch developer punches kids is what we've reached the conclusion of.
We've blown that case wide open.
I mean, the biggest problem I have with the Firewatch developer is he's an incredible hypocrite. I am currently, right now, on firewatchgame.com/about.
Yep.
And one of the top questions is, can I stream this game? Can I make money off of these streams? And it says, yes, we love that people stream and share their experiences in the game. You are free to monetize your videos as well. But he needs to add a little subsection that says, not if we disagree with what you say.
Yeah, that's what people argued over. Is this legally binding, or can he still file DMCA claims against you? They're entirely missing the goddamn point.
I think the biggest crime here is we should come after him because he's taken Andrew's Twitch emote and put it as his profile picture.
Wait, what?
Yeah, what? Look at his Twitter profile. It's your emote.
Does he have an old grimacing pedophile face?
With sunglasses? Yes, he does.
Oh,
check.
Fuck. Let me check
for yourself.
I need to look this up right now.
We'll DMCA it.
The similarity is uncanny. He's lifted it right from our Twitch chat.
So he's using my emote, which we all openly acknowledge as looking stupid and shitty, as his actual display photo.
He's a big fan of you, Andrew.
Yeah, he's been following you for years, apparently. He thinks this is what you would have done with the DMCAs.
He was listening to this episode because he thought I'd defend him, and now he's really upset.
He missed one crucial fact, though, Andrew. You're not a cuck.
Well, let's not jump to conclusions.
Well, we had like an off-the-record 20-minute conversation about how pathetic cuckolds are. I don't think I'm jumping to anything.
We did. For those of you out of the loop, and by that I mean anyone who's not the three of us, because Jackson was not there, we went on a little spiel.
I read it.
I was just sitting in the corner
jerking off to it.
we were baffled and bewildered by the actual people who are actual cucks. Not the insulting term, not the whole internet meme bullshit. The people who are actually like, oh, I want to hire a bull to fuck my girlfriend so bad. And we were just bamboozled and bewildered to how this was a thing.
You
and
guys
how far
were,
it went.
I got used to that culture, that weirdness.
Oh my god, this guy looks like he's about to take a mugshot after a bar fight. You weren't wrong.
I told you, Jackson, really, on screen, put Andrew's Twitch emote next to Vanaman's face. You can't tell the difference. That is 100% copyright infringement.
Put my intentionally bad photo emote next to this man who, I guarantee you, when he uploaded that photo, he's like, yeah, I'm so fucking cool.
Chicks will dig it.
Put a link to our Twitch, too.
Yeah, put 12 links to our Twitch, all in different fonts on the screen.
Can you put flames underneath it too, animated a little bit?
Make it look like MySpace. Can you make music play to... Oh, God. Okay, this is what I was going to talk about. Everyone had their panties in a bunch about North Korea, right? And I think we need to talk about the bigger menace to mankind. All of these auto-playing fucking videos on news sites now.
Yes.
Every news site I go to now has to have this little auto-playing piece of shit video that plays as loudly as it can and it auto-plays. And then when you close it, first of all, they all have different controls. It's not like they decided to use YouTube either. They all made their own dinky little player.
Web player,
you pause the goddamn thing. You scroll down. When you scroll down, it follows you like a curse and starts playing again. It's driving me mad. It's not even. It's not even a full article.
It's not even related to whatever you're reading about. You could be reading about the North Korean nuclear crisis, and the video comes up, and she's like, "Scientists have found that grapes might prevent aging."
It's random advertising. Shit. Advertising their other articles in video form in the middle of another article, basically. And that article itself has its own video at the top. You're scrolling down. You have now two videos following you like ghosts, and you don't even know which is which. And the dumbest part is you are shitty websites. Okay, your articles aren't even good. Like, I'll be going to a website because there's like a clickbaity article and I fell for it. And the article is about two sentences long. It's two sentences. Why do you need a video for an article that is two sentences? It literally just says like, oh, whatever, scientist lady got lost at sea and decapitated. That's it. You don't even have any goddamn info. Why do I have to, what
there
is this video
for? There might be
illiterate
people.
Yeah. Well, then just have the video. Why have the article to begin with?
Then how the hell did they navigate their way to the website to begin with?
Yeah, that too. Did they mash their keys and find the news? And they were fucking overjoyed that they were able to do that?
Oh, it upsets me.
They just had to stumble upon it.
Nothing upsets me more than Forbes. I think Forbes is the absolute worst possible website.
You haven't been to the Huffington Post, then.
Huffington Post is nothing like Forbes. You can't even enter Forbes.
Oh, no, wait,
unless
you're right. Forbes is the worst because
you have to retina scan yourself in with like a bio handprint as well and then watch five ads and then take a quiz on them.
Forbes
you have
to is like the Dark Souls of news sites.
You have to sign like a news disclosure agreement, and then when you get there, they're like, oh, wait, do you have ad block on? Oh, geez, man. Oh, can't really show you this news if you have ad block on. I'm sorry. And then you turn it off, and then you try to reload it, and then it gives you another like 10-minute waiting site. And then when that's done, you go to Forbes, and it's covered in ads, and then a pop-up ad comes up. And then when you finally get to the news article you want, they're like, oh, geez, sorry. We don't have this content anymore. Or you can sign up for this newsletter to get similar content.
Your free access has been revoked if you want the rest of the story and stuff.
It's weird how these people even make money to begin with. It has to be all the old people.
It's not.
It has to be old people. No, Charlie, nobody. Who do you know our age that signs up for like Time magazine subscriptions?
Actually,
what do you mean? Pseudo intellectuals. Oh, yes.
No, it's
Wall Street Journal.
It's mostly people don't know how to use computers. I worked IT at my university, and the amount of people who didn't get that their browser was not just for Facebook was baffling.
Okay, but Andrew, people who are that stupid, they don't usually sign up for news outlets online.
Well, but they don't have a pop-up or ad blocker, so they go to these websites when they're Googling shit, and then they just have to watch or see or click through all these ads.
Yeah, okay, but I'm not talking about the ads, though. I'm talking about the subscriptions. Most of them make their money primarily from their subscriptions. That's how they sell that shit. Yeah, they have expensive-ass subscriptions. And
I call bullshit. They make more money off ads, surely.
It's old people.
I think it's more likely to be kids that want to stay up to date on news but don't know
children.
How.
It's little kids that aren't supervised by their parents and sign up for every newsletter they can.
It's very possible. When I was a kid with early internet, I tried to go on some gaming site and ended up signing up for an MTV newsletter.
That's a bit different to fucking Times Magazine or whatever.
No, I think it's run by the same company.
How did this happen? How did you make that transition?
It was probably a virus, but it was something with winning like an MTV and whatever.
Yeah.
What do they call motocross bikes? It's not MTVs. What are they?
Motocross.
No, there's a
ATVs, the four wheel
BMX
things.
It is MTV.
It is MTV, isn't it?
MTV is the music channel.
No, it is MTV.
I have to look that up.
MTV is the music channel.
MTX maybe? No, I don't know.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Motocross bikes have a different name.
Isn't it BMX?
No, that's not motocross.
That's not motocross.
That's bicycles.
Are you? Are you sure? Isn't close it just enough. Called motocross?
I'm pretty sure it's MTV, Charlie.
Dirt bike?
No, it's not dirt bike, but I think it... Oh, MXG, I think.
MXG.
That's the one I'm seeing a couple times. I don't know, girls, because you're getting a lot of them on the back of that bad boy.
Well, MXG.com brings you to Merrill Consultants, which appears to be a really weird lawyer. What the fuck did I just stumble onto?
We're about to sign up for this. Sign up for the same thing I did 12 years ago.
MXG.com is somehow the most baffling website I've seen in a long time. Technical information for users of MXG software, but it looks like the website was made in 1998.
We went after the car fans first, and now we're going after the MTV fans. Or MTX, whatever they are.
Yeah, the bikers. Oh, God. For once in a day, in a week, I wake up maybe in a good mood. Like, I average 4 good days a month, and these assholes were at the bar across the street from me, and literally 12 of these douchebags on their dinky little bikes making so much noise, and for some reason they decided to all show up at the same time but leave individually at 10-minute intervals. I hate people so much.
I'm right there with you, it's fine.
Also, I've got the answer. It is MX for the bikes, ATV for the four-wheeler.
Yeah, I thought it was ATV.
Yeah, you really confused me.
I mixed them up because the game, MX versus ATV off-road.
No, isn't it? It's MTV cross ATV.
No, MTV is not. No.
It's MX. It's MX. We were wrong.
Yeah, motocross, MX. That's, yeah.
Yeah, I had it wrong.
That's perfectly fine.
MTV also makes sense.
MTV makes music videos. Well, or
no, they don't.
And they blare them through their stereos.
They
on the back of their bikes.
What the fuck?
Well, at least we finally found the answer.
Yeah.
There's three factions. There's the real bikers, and there's the ones that drive around blaring music.
And then, what's the third faction then?
I don't know. MTV. The other one.
It's just MTV Incorporated.
And I hope they all die.
All right, so let's do a new topic. Let's roll it back to a classic topic we haven't done in a handful of episodes of video game vacation fun times. What games have we recently been playing and enjoying? Because I got one that I can talk about for sure.
Yeah, what have you been playing?
All right, so I think Comedy Night is the greatest video game.
You set yourself up.
Of course. Anything to bolster my own opinions.
Would you gentlemen like to talk video games? Because I could. That was adorable.
I brought a little pop out. I have a little diorama of this topic on my desk. So Comedy Night on Steam is $5 and probably the greatest video game ever created.
Really?
Oh,
some
God.
Of the most fun I've had is on Comedy Night. It is truly fantastic.
If you want to hear new and astounding racial slurs, you will play Comedy Night.
You get the role players are my favorite. I've played with a Tommy Wiseau, a Mario, and they all stay in character. Hank Hill's a common one.
Yep, Hank Hill. I saw three of those. I saw Steve Harvey.
Yeah, was it the Steve Harvey I
no,
told you
about?
No,
but he just looked like Steve Harvey.
Oh, you missed out on the best Steve Harvey. He was just a guy who dressed as Steve Harvey and just says, Steve Harvey.
So the entire...
That's his whole routine.
The point of the game, and there's quotes around point, is you go into a 14-player voice chat, and one person gets on stage and has, like, full range of their microphone and is much louder than everyone else. And, like, you're supposed to tell, like, jokes or stand up or be entertaining and everyone can heckle you and stuff. That's the point of the game. But what it devolves into is people bum rush the stage, read the top posts of the joke subreddit while everyone in the audience screams the N-word as loud as they can.
That sounds
it is a wild time, and I love it.
That sounds like stream sniping, though. It would be funny the first few times, and then it just gets boring.
No, it's just the game. It's not stream sniping. That is how, if you go into that game right now, no stream or anything, you will have the same experience.
Oh yeah. It doesn't matter if people are watching your stream or not. It's It is just this cavalcade of people who would pay $5 to scream at people on the internet, though you can do that for free.
What I'm saying is each time you go in to listen to these people, it's going to be the same experience. It's just going to be them screaming racial
shit. It's very different. Like, Andrew's over-exaggerating it. There's a whole lot there. Like, for instance, ComedyBot 9000. I can't shout that man out enough. He lives on that game. He dresses as Mario and makes up Mario jokes and talks like Mario, telling Mario jokes and heckling as Mario.
Are you sure he's not a bot if he's online all the time?
No, he talks to me. He says he was writing new material and I should be eager to hear it.
Jackson, are you telling me that you don't want to go to the rap battles room, which consists of two people getting on the stage at the same time and holding their speakers next to their microphones and blasting rap music as loud as they can at each other?
Are you telling me you don't want to go to the prostitute only prank call section and listen to prank calls to prostitutes?
Are you telling me you don't want to go to the singing lobby where they exclusively have rooms for anime theme songs and Disney songs and hear possibly the most off-key singing of your life sung by people who believe they could be the next big thing?
All right, this bit's getting old.
It's a great game.
I'm just saying, if you have $5 to spare, Comedy Night on Steam is well worth your time.
All right, but if it's not, you owe me $5.
Okay, well, you're using euros, so I owe you like $3, $2.50.
Why would I use euros?
Yeah. Oh, wait, you're... Oh, fuck, I thought Australia was part of the European Union.
Jesus.
You pay with didgeridoos?
It was until Brexit. I pay with dollaridoos.
We Brexited. What is the currency of Australia?
Dollars, you dipshit. Jesus.
Yeah, just AUD. American dollars?
No.
Australian dollars.
That's why I asked. I didn't know if it had a name.
Yeah, it's just the Australian dollar.
Oh, that's not as fanciful as Euro or something else.
It's the same as you, US dollar.
But the US dollar is strong and the greatest dollar ever created.
Yep.
That's not true. Agreed.
No, it's
I
not
believe
true at all.
More
cryptocurrency
in
is the strongest.
Yeah, the Sia coin is the next big one. Invest in Sia coin ASAP.
And because of that, now the prices are going to skyrocket.
If that happened, I'd be a happy boy. I have 48,000 Sia coin.
Imagine if Charlie could manipulate the cryptocurrency market.
How much do they cost to have 48,000 already?
Almost one full penny for one Sia coin.
Why would you do that?
Because think of the return, Jackson. If that ever gets to even just 50 cents, I've made like $20,000.
You gotta spend money on money to make money, Jackson.
Yeah, what don't you understand about simple logic?
Non-existent money.
You just don't get
it. A damn currency.
Yeah. How do you not understand a very complicated and cloud-based shared unificus economy, Jackson? Come on, it's very simple.
Child play.
I understand. I understand the simplicities of it, the basics of it, but I don't know. Why would you go for an unknown cryptocurrency when there's stronger ones out there?
Because Sia coin is where the heart is.
So, okay. Jackson,
it's a passion project.
Imagine you go to the racetrack. And there's like a favorite horse there to win.
MX or MTV.
Yeah. It's the horse sponsored by MTV is the favorite to win. And you someone goes up and bets their money on like the odds 50-1 horse. And you're like, why the fuck would you ever bet on that horse? And he goes, well, because if he does win, I make bank. That's basically what it is.
Yeah. And the good news is now is the best time so to get in on Sia coin.
It's glorified gambling.
Yeah, well, in a way.
It's
a way.
Investing. It's more investing than gambling.
It's stocks.
Which is gambling. Jesus.
Well, no, it's not gambling, Jackson, when you're guaranteed to make a killing with Sia coin.
Have you seen The Wolf of Wall Street?
You're not guaranteed.
Do you really think he was gambling?
No, I thought he was batshit insane.
Yeah, exactly. In a good way. And Charlie is batshit insane for thinking Sia coin is going to go anywhere.
It's on the come up right now. It's at an all-time low at the moment. It is it's at half a penny to buy a Sia coin. Half a penny, gentlemen.
Oh, fuck.
Wait, it's an all-time low, did you say?
Yeah, it's plummeting.
Well, Charlie, if I give you a dollar, will you buy me a dollar's worth of Sia coin? I'm serious.
Yeah, I'll get you that 300 Sia coin shirt.
Exactly. I'll give you a dollar for 300 Sia coin. I'm serious. I will absolutely do it.
Why Sia coin? What's it mean? What's it stand for?
As in, see ya on the other side of the 1%, baby boy. You like that one, huh?
For some reason. All right, does anyone else have a video game they've been playing lately?
No, I haven't been playing video games.
All right, and this has been Video Game Fun Functions. That was it. That's the end of the segment. Let's talk about something else.
Talking about cryptos gets me so hype.
Why?
For the future.
I don't know. I just have such a good feeling. I mean, albeit every crypto is really like hitting rock bottom at the moment, just really going super hard down.
Yeah.
But I just believe in it, especially Siacoin.
I mean, Bitcoin was almost up to 5K at one point. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, now it's down to 3,500-ish.
That's okay. Now's the time to buy.
Yeah, it is, actually.
Yeah, when it gets this low, that's when you want to buy.
Yeah.
No shit, you don't want to buy it when it's more expensive. It's just
don't tell me what to do.
All right, I'm buying when it goes up.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the price to double, and then I'm going to buy it.
Can you trade your Sia coins for Bitcoins?
We're getting to that point in the stage of Sia coin development. Right now, I can exchange them for, like, doubloons, but that's about it.
Old pirate treasure.
You'll be rich in Turkey.
What is the currency of Turkey?
Australian dollars.
I'm getting flashbacks. We had this exact question in the first episode of this podcast.
Wow,
we're
really?
Just gonna repeat every episode from now on. Yeah.
That's right.
I even remember my answer. I said goat hoof shavings.
Classic.
We're making a cyclical podcast. The last episode is gonna be an exact copy of the first one in reverse.
We're fucking geniuses.
We're the fucking most clever people. You watch. You wait.
We're smarter than Stephen King, who writes childhood orgies into his books. I don't know.
I love that. I love that scene.
I don't know if you guys knew that, but the It book has a childhood orgy.
That's awesome.
Yeah, everyone knows that.
To form I didn't know the that. Bond.
Oh, so Charlie, I have not seen It. Is there a silly dance in it at some point?
There's a little arm wave.
Where dances a jig and it's supposed to be terrifying, but it's actually really, really funny.
Oh, is that the scene where the camera is fixed directly on his head? Like a tracking
shot?
Yeah,
where, I don't know where it follows his head for some reason.
I don't
reason.
Know if it was supposed to be scary. I didn't think it was supposed to be scary.
I saw a clip of that, and I have not laughed that hard in a long time, where I think it's supposed to be menacing, and he's literally dancing a fucking jig.
No, that's a phase of the movie where the character's not meant to be as scary.
Oh, okay.
Like, it kind of symbolizes them getting over their fear.
Oh.
And then they have an orgy to strengthen that bond.
I'm no longer afraid of clouds. Susie, open your butt cheeks.
Her name's Beverly, goddammit. She's
Beverly, open Susie's butt cheeks.
Susie's just a random dead body.
Susie's the clown.
They all float down there.
Their butt cheeks do.
We all come down here. You get it? It's got like four.
It was a really good movie, though. I really enjoyed it.
It was good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I liked it a lot.
I'm surprised.
It was just a really fun movie. It's not a particularly scary movie. I don't think it's necessarily a horror movie either, but it's just a really fun movie.
No, it's definitely a horror movie. Like, people will certainly be scared through
like
some parts of it.
It's kind of like a coming of age adventure movie.
Well, every Stephen King
More
book is a coming of age story. It's what he loves. Yeah. He loves
it's always kids fucking.
It is
in
always
a way,
kids fucking, it seems. Why is he
in
so
the Shining,
popular?
The building starts fucking a toddler. That was weird.
What?
I don't remember that.
It's a classic scene.
Hmm. Oh, right, that scene.
That's the Turkish version.
Director's cut.
Special. You're right. And then the building has sex with itself when Jack Nicholson carves the wood vagina out of the door with the axe.
Yeah.
And he says, here's Johnny. Yeah, and he's paying tribute to giving birth. He's rebirthing himself by poking his head through. It's brilliant.
He said here's Johnny, but the director's cut was I'm coming.
And then he won an Oscar.
Did he?
Rightfully so.
Best actor.
We are making a fucking cyclical podcast. Didn't we have a whole discussion on The Shining? A whole lengthy...
No, we talked about The Shining. We talked about The Shining, but we haven't talked about Stephen King. He's a weirdo. I mean, that's about the
end of
that discussion.
Do we know much about Stephen King? I don't really know much about him.
I think
he writes boring books, and not even he likes the movies they spawn. I know that.
he dropped tons of acid when he was writing everything. I know that.
How does he feel about Dark Tower?
He loves it. That's his favorite one.
Doesn't know it exists.
I know he's one of those, those sad people who wait for Trump's tweets and then copy-paste replies. He's one of those people now. Did you guys know?
No, I didn't.
Can't say I've kept up with him. He spends a lot of time just ragging on Trump on his Twitter.
That'll be his next book.
The Trump Monster.
Instead of Dark Tower, it's the Trump Tower.
Instead of killing people, he fires them.
From what I hear, it would have been a better movie. That really bombed.
Yeah. Instead of child orgies, it's
Donald Trump orgies.
Still child orgies. Either way.
It's orange child orgies.
Do you have any other games you want to talk about, Andrew? Yeah.
No. Yeah. But I was going to say, has anyone watched any other movies lately?
No.
How about you talk about your vacations, man?
Oh. Okay. I guess that's a topic, but we already talked about all that on the hurricane episode because I went to Orlando.
What's new in your life?
Yeah, we talked about that.
We did.
No, we didn't totally go into detail.
I watched Stay Tuned recently, and that movie is something, I guess.
Wait, what? Which movie?
So Stay Tuned is a movie that came out in 92, and it's about a guy and his wife who make a deal with the devil to get a satellite TV. And then they're sucked into said satellite TV. And most of the programs they go through are just really lame parodies of popular shows in the 90s. Like, they do Wayne's World, but in hell it's called Wayne's Underworld. And ooh, then Married with Children is called Unmarried with Children. And it was just...
That's the devil's equivalent as the lack of a marriage.
Yeah. It was basically Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, except not fun. And I still...
That's a glowing review.
I don't know. I enjoyed it. It was very, very 90s. It had an unnecessary kid narration for some reason.
Who starred in it? Do you know who was starring, or were they nobodies?
Oh, God, I don't remember. They're nobodies now. let me see. Let me look up this movie. It has a 6 out of 10 on IMDb.
Everything has a goddamn 6 out of 10 on IMDb.
John Ritter. So, there you go.
The John Ritter?
Yeah.
Famous for inventing the turkey sandwich.
And being in Three's Company.
Which one of the three was he?
Oh, no, more importantly, he was Eugene Grandy on King of the Hill. I don't know who that character is, but he was on King of the Hill.
I've never seen it.
That was when King of the Hill got a standing ovation. As soon as everyone heard that voice, they stood up and clapped, and Mike Judd won an Emmy.
I was thinking about this the other day. You guys like Emmys?
Love them. No. I love how everyone gets them. So speaking of games everyone played, I played that new Life is Strange. And, you know, it's whatever. Cheesy teen game. I like it for what it is. And everyone has their panties in a bunch about, you know, the usual edginess, the same kind that the neckbeards on the forums have about, oh, how could anyone like this? It has such bad writing and all that. And it usually comes from the same kind of people who, like, swoon over every fucking movie, right? And the Emmys, whenever someone brings up that sort of stuff, it triggers me.
When people bring up the Emmys, it triggers you.
Huh?
When people bring up the Emmys, it triggers you.
It should, because every single award show like that is a fucking joke and waste of time.
Yeah, well,
except the Kids' Choice Award.
Well, that's true, because the winners get slimed. We're going to be there next time. That's entertaining for everybody.
We're coming to you, Teen Choice Award.
Kids' Choice Award.
We're going to get Danny Tamborelli to win another one for his performance in Grand Theft Auto 5.
I want to win one of those.
I would love to win one. I want to get slimed. And also, the Nickelodeon blimp that makes the award, I don't know if they still do it, but it's a telescope.
This turned into us in actually liking the idea of the Teen Choice Awards.
I would absolutely love it to be. Or maybe I'm thinking the Kids' Choice Awards. I might be
you
a fucking
either
idiot.
One. Kids.
Well, take it if you got Nickelodeon.
Nickelodeon, if you're listening, come on the podcast and invite us all to be on the Kids' Choice Awards.
It's not. We don't need to appeal to Nickelodeon. Kids, to all the kids watching, vote us for Kids' Choice Award 2018 for best podcast.
Oh, that'll happen.
I hope. It very well could, if they get enough write-ins.
I don't even think they have a category for podcasts. Kids don't even know what that is.
I don't think the Kids' Choice Awards is even a thing anymore.
You're goddamn
wrong.
Kids
don't know what that is. Half of podcasts are like watched by kids.
Oh, I am wrong.
You say everything's watched by kids.
Well, it is.
Okay. Who the fuck watches Baited?
What's Baited?
What the fuck?
Exactly. See, you're not 12. I mean, you're like 17 now, but you're not 12.
I'm just out of the demographic.
Just since your last birthday.
I wish I was 17.
Yeah,
I'm
me
feeling
too,
older
man.
Every day.
Yeah, you were like literally born yesterday.
I know. Still, my bones hurt.
Why do your bones hurt?
We're coming to you live from
All
Slime
right.
Time.
So, the 2017 Kids' Choice Awards, the following people were slimed: Demi Lovato, Chris Pratt, Kevin Hart, and John Cena.
Oh my god. And the official podcast.
And Ooh. The official podcast.
The first standing ovation in Kids' Choice Award history.
They couldn't sit down. They were on their feet the entire time.
God. How many
they were
how
all
many
wearing
how many kids
We Love
do
Kaya
you,
shirts?
Realistically, how many kids, and we'll say kid is anyone under 18, do you think listens to this podcast?
That's generous.
18. Let's go 12.
Everyone okay. under my age of 26 is a child.
And everyone over it is an adult. Fine. 12. How many people, 12 or younger, do you think seriously listen to this podcast?
6.
Oh, God. Yeah, are you fucking kidding me? Way more than that.
12 is very...
They're all part of a fan club.
Yeah, no.
I would say way... Low. I would still say way more.
Ooh.
I'd say a considerable number.
I'm going to say 2,000.
Because
12-year-olds,
that's still the, like, Elsa pooping magic balls, Spider-Man peeing on her.
Kaya, would you watch those things when you were 12?
I'd watch them now.
We didn't have internet when I was 12.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I was on Newgrounds watching fucking the raunchiest and shittiest Flash cartoons as a kid. I would absolutely, if I was a 12-year-old, be listening to shit like this. I would probably be following every celebrity if I was a 12-year-old right now.
Yeah, I guess that's a fair point.
You remember that kid
I think that some of them just congregate more towards one direction than the other.
Yeah, but you remember that kid who, like, on PewDiePie's channel said he had to do his chores and then let him know when he came back? I would be that kid.
No.
I don't know what you're talking about.
There's a comment that gets passed around the internet of this like 7-year-old kid who commented on one of PewDiePie's videos, and he said, "I'll be right back, PewDiePie. I have to do my chores." And then like an hour later, he replied to his own comment and said, "Okay, I'm back." And it's adorable. And I feel like I'd be that child.
He appeals to that demographic. Nothing against you, Felix, if you're listening by some freak accident, but. It's not like we're doing Minecraft Let's Plays here.
We're doing men stuff, talking about wieners and movies and games.
Yeah,
what
and playing
men want to hear.
And playing PUBG, the literal most popular game on Twitch.
Yeah, but that's a fun game.
Yeah.
Look, there's...
And you don't think the kids don't just go to Twitch and watch whatever's the highest up there? Of course they do.
Yeah, but we're not that.
Yeah, we're like...
Oh, we absolutely are. Kyra, we are not superior to them in any way. We do the same exact shit. We might have
we're not like listed in the top 10 Twitchers.
Oh, no, of course not.
They're not going to come across our channel.
You're right. We're not playing Minecraft either.
But we should start. It's on the come up.
We should figure out a way to simulcast all of our webcams every time we stream and make them so big you can barely see the game.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, we'd get every viewer on Twitch.
We're gonna have to get out, like the audience used to seeing our faces once we reach the Teen's Choice Awards. Anyway, otherwise they won't know who we are.
they announce the official podcast. Yeah, we go on stage. No one claps. They're all confused.
That's not who I voted for.
Well, once you fucks move to America and we start doing public autograph signings and. Live streams.
Jesus Christ, shut up.
Literal live. We come to a convention center and set up and charge tickets. Of course, we're going to have to get our faces out there so people know what the fuck we look like.
We'd have to pay people to fucking come up to us to get us a sign. Shit.
That's not true. Women
not
will be busting down the door to have their tits signed. We'll be kissing babies' assholes and putting our names
Jesus.
On everything.
All right, that is Charlie's plan. We are not on board with that plan. He does not speak for us right now.
Don't DMCA me.
There goes that Teen Choice Award.
What did you just say, Charlie? I don't think you'll be allowed to play Firewatch anytime soon.
Oh, we're now in the running for the Baby's Choice Awards, though. Good news.
And the nominees for Best Person are Charlie, That guy who put his hands over his eyes and disappeared, or the or the woman who baby feeds us.
Baby feeds us?
Yeah, where you take the spoon and make an airplane.
Oh, well, that would just be feeding to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think they think to themselves it's baby feeding.
Or the guy who comes across from next door and goes in our face. And the winner is...
It's tough competition out here at the Baby's Choice Award.
And the nominees for favorite object are the jingling keys, the hands that clap, and the mobile that plays My Little Pony songs.
No, I don't insult that.
When my brother was young, he liked... Like, when he was, like, I don't know, five or whatever, he always used to ask my mum to blow on his arsehole. That's what this reminded me of.
What the fuck is wrong with your brother? First wasn't he? Okay, so he was, like, fucking a crab earlier, right? And now he asks your mom to blow it. Is your brother some kind of super pervert?
I really don't know.
Where does he come up with these ideas?
It sounds like a Game of Thrones scene. Like him sucking on your mom's tits at, like, 13 years old.
Well, no, he was younger than that. It was legal.
I mean, it's never legal.
How does he get away with this?
This fiend.
He had a good plan. He assembled a team of 13 thieves. World class.
Ocean's 14, pucker up.
How does he get away with it?
That's a real story, though. He wanted your mom to keep blowing on his asshole.
Yeah, I think he had worms or something. The sensation was nice.
Why does everyone there have worms?
Back up. You're telling us half the story. How did he get worms?
What? I don't know. Just from eating bad food or something.
Is that a cultural thing in Australia?
That doesn't happen.
Yeah, it does.
Well, it can happen, but it's not common.
Maybe you should be blowing on people's asses when they have worms. Maybe that's a contributing factor.
How are you meant to get the worms back in? They'll escape and infect the whole house.
You have to use your mouth, suck the poison out, and spit them down.
Oh, God.
Gotta blow them back in.
That's some great stuff, man.
They get agitated otherwise.
You have an interesting family.
I mean, yeah, they're pretty cool.
So does your brother still have worms, or did you take him to a fucking doctor?
Yeah, he has to get his asshole blown on each month, otherwise they come out in full force.
By a medical professional.
No, it's still my mom.
Your mom was just winging it.
She didn't have the correct procedures.
Yeah, she wasn't using the right technique or tools.
Yeah. You have to pucker your lips and make a noise while you do it. It draws the worms out to get blown on.
It's like CPR for your ass.
Have any of you guys had your asshole blown on?
No, but this reminds me of, did you guys see Ted Cruz liking a porn tweet on 9/11? Oh, yeah.
How does that remind you of that?
That's my favorite detail of that. Like, oh, he liked the points. Whatever, must have been a staffer. Oh, it was on 9/11. That makes it so much better.
I think you just said the perfect self-contained onion headline. Ted Cruz likes porn tweet on 9/11. What more do you need? All the story details are right there.
That's awesome.
Well, what was the porn tweet? What was the actual tweet that he liked?
It was an incest video, I think.
Oof, jeez.
No, it wasn't. No, don't badmouth him like that. That's how rumors start. It was a
white
wife walking in on husband fucking another girl and touching herself to it. It was like female cuckolding, cuckqueening.
Cuckqueening? Is that what it's called?
Cuckqueening. Yeah, cuckqueening.
All right.
That's what a female cuck is, a cuckqueen.
Yeah.
Well, then why aren't the guys cuck kings?
Because they're just cucks.
They're just cuckolds and losers.
Yeah. There's no kings about them.
Maybe we should have saved the whole cuck discussion for the podcast, because we had a whole lengthy, nice little back and forth on that.
The car people would get offended again.
Yeah, so for the people that missed the cuck discussion on the Twitch, I'll sum it up here. We had this very intense debate on whether or not Jesus was a cuck. For instance, like, Jesus clearly created the first woman. The woman came first because Jesus was lonely, but then he made Adam to fuck her.
Jesus what are you talking about? Wait, Jesus made Adam and Eve. What?
Yeah, Jesus made Adam and Eve.
Read the Bible.
God made Adam.
But God made Adam. No, but God, Jesus is God.
No, you're getting it wrong. Jesus is the son of God. Yeah. You know what I meant. God is a cuck. That's the gist. That's the takeaway. He made Eve and wanted Adam to fuck her in front of him.
So we truly are made in his image.
This is what he wanted for us, cuckolding, the religious sexual acts.
Thanks for tuning into this week's Rick and Morty.
Do you think Jesus ever had his asshole blown on?
He didn't need to.
He probably had a ton of worms. He was a filthy desert man.
He had it flogged.
Well, this is the part where we do shout outs. You can get the shout out tier at patreon.com/theofficialpodcast, where you can send in a message to us and we'll read it on air live for your viewing pleasure. I'm starting off with, this one's coming from Ash Black. I would like to shout out a fantastic movie I saw a few days ago called Tarzan, directed by Reinhard Klus. It is the best animated movie I've ever seen. Basically, an alien city / meteor crashes down in Africa and kills all the dinosaurs. I'm pretty sure a couple of years pass, and then there's humans, and this little boy named JJ and his dad goes and fucks around in the alien city and breaks a piece of it off, causing nature to revolt and kill him and his wife, but JJ lives and is taken in by Carla. What? He then grows up in the Uncanny Valley of the to be Tarzan the Hairless Ape. Jane shows up too at some point, and so does Clayton, who's an evil CEO guy who wants the alien meteor power because it has, like, limitless powers or something. Also, everything is motion captured, and it was an hour and 30 minutes, but it felt like 10 days had passed while I was watching it, and there was a Coldplay song.
That sounds amazing. Thank you, Ash.
I need to check out this movie.
I've never heard of this.
The new Tarzan.
Thanks for filling us in on your week.
It only got second at the box office to It, Kaya. Come on.
I've legitimately never heard of this fucking movie. I mean, I've heard of Tarzan, but this doesn't sound like Tarzan.
They did a live action. I'm surprised you guys don't remember that. It was a big flop.
Yeah, it had a You'll Be in My Heart as the title song.
It's
Are you
that?
Guys joking? I can't tell.
Yeah, wait. What are you talking?
It was a hyped up movie and it flopped really hard.
In 2014.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
I remember this.
No, I've never seen this.
Wasn't there a Tarzan movie that just came out? Is that
That's the one?
No, there's like Jungle Book-ish movie that also came out.
Oh, wait. Yeah, you're right. There's two. The 2014 one they're talking about is different. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, this is weird.
Wait, what the fuck is this?
Boys, we have a movie to watch.
How does this Spider-Man in this cover?
Yeah, I'm looking
at
the same thing.
It's an American, German, French 3D computer animated film.
Tarzan to anyone now. Could we license Tarzan?
Well, I think Tarzan is public domain by this point.
No, it's not.
Are you sure?
That's bullshit.
No, it's not public domain. Way.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm positive. They wouldn't have Tarzan be public domain.
Because they were published in 1916, and they are public domain. I just Googled it. Suck my dick.
Tarzan.
Well, yeah,
that's a different Tarzan.
The first 21 stories about Tarzan published in 1916 are all now public domain.
There.
Dude, Tarzan was like a big book dude before it was anything else.
He's a motherfucker who grew up in the jungle. What's there to tell?
Well, now the aliens came.
Is it like a Game of Thrones of the hill folk?
You keep dropping Game of Thrones. Do you want to talk about this episode or wait till next week?
No, I don't know. It doesn't matter. I mean, it's fine.
Yeah.
I can talk about it next time.
Yeah.
And anyway. So this next one comes from Adam Workinton. Workinton, Jesus. He says, hey guys, I've been listening since you guys started the podcast and you guys have never ceased to make my day, whether it be Jackson's fantastic one-liners, Kaya's general disdain for everything, Andrew's great dating stories, or Charlie's joke and moisture. You guys helped me through a lot of bullshit in life. Even while my days were bleak, I always found solace in the quality content you guys were and are making. The chemistry you guys have with one another and with any guest you have is second to none. Never stop doing what you love and never forget how much you guys mean to your fans. Sincerely, Adam Workinton. That was
Somebody
very sweet,
Adam. Someone get that man a Kid's Choice Award.
Kids or babies or teens.
Wait, he can have an official choice award.
Ooh, and a fishy?
Ooh.
Wow.
And a fishy.
And a fishy. Yeah.
That's prestigious.
Official prize.
They're so prestigious, we haven't given one out yet.
It takes a lot to earn an fishy.
It comes with the poster.
Ooh.
Actually, yeah, can we whip something up with that? with the most, you can get a little flag.
For $50,000, I think we can throw a little something together.
We should go to
the plaque store. Comes with a 5% discount.
We should go to the plaque store and get an actual Officie made.
Don't stars, don't like stars who win the Emmys and shit, don't they have to pay for the trophy?
No.
That would be slow.
I know that. I know they don't engrave it until after they win. Like, I know they have to take the statue to a woman who puts all their info on it.
I'm absolutely positive they have to pay for the Oscar.
Did you guys see that Jim Carrey interview?
No. Oh, the one that you recommended? You actually watch it?
That I recommend what?
So didn't someone say you should watch the Jim Carrey interview like a couple days ago on stream?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's, and I came across it on Twitter. It's literally just a 30-second segment of some lady... And they're at an awards show, and Jim Carrey shows up in this tacky suit, and she goes up to him, this reporter, and she goes, "Hey, Jim Carrey, you're here." And he goes, "Yeah, you know, I tried to find the most meaningless thing that I could find, and now I'm here." It was great. He was just this demeaning dick.
Oh, damn.
And then she said, "Well, it's not, you know, meaningless. It's about symbols." And he goes, "Wow, that's like the lowest thing they could come up with, huh?" I liked him.
My respect for Jim Carrey
I enjoyed it in the beginning, but then he goes on that like very 14-year-old scared guy about existential crisis. Nothing matters. We don't matter. We're all just energy floating around.
The second half is kind of cringy. There's just it has random outbursts, but those first like 20 seconds made me giggle because she doesn't know what to do with it.
Okay, this next one is for me, so I guess I will read it. It says, "For your little outburst and vicious attack against Charlie in episode 37.
Before you continue, I just love that.
Yeah.
The little lore right there. Back in episode 37, when the Klingons were invading.
Those were different times. I'll never forget that war. We've evolved since then. That was a different era. We're smarter now.
Please keep reading Alec Hedrick's shout out.
All right. So from Alec Hedrick's to me, "For your little outburst and vicious attack in episode 37. You must read this verbatim. Star Wars Rogue One was honestly not that bad of a movie. The characters and their arcs were very developed, and I remember almost all their names. Till this day, I still wish for a Star Wars Rogue One Lego game, which I will play completely through to 100% completion. And on the topic of doing something till completion, I recently rewatched The Phantom of the Opera, and it dissolved the extra chromosome that I had up until that point, and I now realize musicals are more effective than a straight play, that is all." I read that verbatim.
Came from the heart there, Andrew.
It did. He told me to read it verbatim, but I made that all up on the spot. I just said what
felt right.
That's why
they didn't have a name. It's from you.
I just wanted to get that out there.
You paid money for that.
Worth
get your opinion out there, yeah.
Yeah. Anything just to bolster my own views. Kaya, you haven't gone. Do you want to go?
Yeah, this is from Bayonets for Days. "Big Jim's titty wanks, you tease him, he'll please him."
Simple, thanks. Effective advertising for Big Jim.
That's the shout-outs we love. All Big Jim advertisements.
Who wants this?
I guess I'll go. All right, so this comes from Matthew Carson. "Anyone, hey, guys, hope you're all doing well. Just want to ask some general things to you all. First off, Charlie and Andrew, I hope all is well after the hurricane. Hope there was no damage." No damage, yeah.
I didn't even lose power.
Neither did my apartment. "Jackson, how are you finding Brisbane?"
It's Brisbane, and it's good, thanks.
Brisbane. "And if you're ever in the Noosa or Marukadori area, I'll have to buy you a drink. And Kaya, how's your new obsession with gainers and feeders going? Would love to get your take on it. I've dived down that rabbit hole before, and it's truly fascinating."
I'm a little insulted. You think it's a new obsession. I've been in this business for a long time.
He's jaded by what he sees.
yeah. I have some undercover accounts in some of the subcultures that I like. I'll keep you guys updated. Can't give away too much.
Our on-scene
secret agent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and Charlie, my little sister was upset. You said her name as Meg Ann, not Megan, but it's all right. I told her that the only books you owned are your misinformed, overpriced college textbooks, and she understood. Keep up the great work. Regards, Matt Carson.
I think that's a very easy mistake to make. I don't blame you for that.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Megan.
Thanks, Matt.
Sorry, Mega Man.
Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, thanks for the message.
I'll just do the next one. All right, so this is from Rodney. Oh, no, he wants Charlie to read it. Yeah.
I see, okay. Yeah.
We got tripped up. My apologies.
My name is Rodney, and I shouldn't read that. So this is from Rodney, and he wants me to read these memes, I guess. I've infiltrated your Discord. I've infiltrated your streams. And now I'm infiltrating the podcast itself. Before you speak the phrase I'm about to tell you, I want you to understand what you're saying. I want you to know that when you utter these words, they'll never leave you. Whether you're spending the night grinding out RuneScape, writing lyrics for the next big Lil Dicky rap, or simply getting down and dirty with Tiana, I want the phrase to continue beckoning in the back of your head. A reminder of how powerless you are in comparison. A reminder that there is still a small, minuscule ounce of hope to be grabbed onto in this world. Let these words be known to you and all that hear this phrase. Oh, jeez. Oh, my God. Someone was here for this. XD, yeehaw, XOXO, repost, and share if you agree. That's somebody that's been there since ground zero of the podcast.
I think that's a meme from the Discord, the official Discord.
I think so too.
Actually, yeah, I know Rodney. He's a nice bloke.
Wait, what is Rodney. The yeehaw?
It's I don't know what how they came up with it, but I see it posted all over the Discord. It's just a meme.
What a wonderful place. So this is read by anyone but read to Charlie. So Charlie, are you listening?
Who's it from? All ears.
All right. So this is from Woodblock, and Charlie, I wanted to thank you. I wanted to thank you, Charlie, because of your unhealthy obsession with 99ing every level in RuneScape, old school RuneScape. I started playing it again, and now I hate myself.
You're welcome.
Thank you for that. That was dictated. That was read, but not dictated by me and from Woodblock.
Yeah.
You're up, Jackson.
Yeah, I'll do the next one. This one's from Adam Jara. He says, I just want to pop in and say, hi, you guys hope... What? I just want to start.
There's a comma.
There's a missing comma.
Yeah.
I just want to pop in and say hi. You guys hope. Jesus Christ. <again. laughs>
That is really hard to read. I agree. I was with you up until then and I didn't see a way out either.
I just want to pop in and say hi, you guys. Hope you're all doing well and I love you all. All of you. Thank you for the many, many hearts. Thank you for the...
Oh, baby. He's layered this with booby traps.
Wow. It's an obstacle course.
Jesus. Grammatical hurdles.
Thank you for the many, many laughs you brought me. Also, I noticed you guys are nearing the big 5-0. Do you guys have anything special planned for that episode?
Who says 5-0 instead of 5-0?
Yeah, that was bad, Jackson.
Yeah, what do you mean? It's
totally
a
totally different message. No one gets what you're talking about.
Sorry, I said it the correct way. Jeez.
All right, Megan.
I think our first big we are going to do something is on the year anniversary. So that'd be 52, 53?
53. Yeah, either 52 or 53. I mean, we could do 52 out at 50. I mean, also.
We could do both.
I don't know.
We'll figure it out.
Let's do both.
I mean, I think we definitely have to drink. Yeah. And I'm petitioning that we also eat Carolina Reapers while reading roast messages and speedrunning a difficult game.
I love the roast messages idea. I'm on board for that one for sure.
Yeah, I like roasts. I don't like speedrunning. That seems like it would take too much of the attention away from the podcast.
Oh, well, it's just meant to annoy you. Along with the Carolina Reapers, which both of you conveniently ignored.
Yeah, No one wants those.
So yeah. Well, our listeners do. So if you guys want to see that, leave a comment.
But a Carolina Reaper is useless without like a it's useless without like a live camera. So that way, how do you know that you can ate the Carolina Reaper? You know,
we all have phones. We can record ourselves.
Yeah, we can.
My camera stopped working.
Sure.
Like a 2004 cam whore excuse.
My Carolina Reaper stopped working.
The spiciness was patched out.
It crashed. I'm sorry. Kaya, you should do the next one.
Okay. This is from John Locke from Lost. Any four of your favorite celebrities decide to create a podcast. For Charlie, it would probably be four clones of Brandon Fraser with a guest. They make just your standard podcast where they talk about putting a clear coat on a cheetah post on cheetah posters or playing peekaboo in trash cans. They give you a good hoot, so you decide to donate $25 to send them a message to read on their podcast. What would that message say? Oh, getting meta.
Yeah. That was meta.
So, okay, so do we all think if our celebrities are on a podcast, what message we send them, or if we're messaging the four clones of Brendan Fraser?
No,
Yeah. There's a little ambiguity here.
I'd probably go the same route that Peef Spogdar does on ours and just keep making weird names and just being happy with the name.
I'd have them read my fanfiction, I think.
I'd ask who their influences are so I can find more people like them.
I'd ask if they've heard of blueapron.com/official.
/Brendan Fraser. All right, well. Moving along.
I don't even have like favorite celebrities. That's difficult.
It's a tough one.
Yeah, that's a thinking man's question.
Me, I guess.
I mean, I have a favorite celebrity. His name's James Allen McCune.
Ooh.
Oh my God, you know him?
I too love James Allen McCune.
Oh my God. Imagine if we could get him on next week.
I hope we're pronouncing his name wrong.
I think it's accurate.
Okay.
I wish there was a way for him to correct us. Next week.
This next one comes from Andrew Dronabona, who says, I work at a store that sells food and other things. I saw a lot of people returning sheets. The only explanation I can come to about this is they must be getting their sheets at brooklinen.com using the promo code official.
No, they wouldn't be returning those bad boys.
Yeah. Well, no, he's saying they're returning their old sheets after getting their new sheets at Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Gotcha. And
Charlie still stands by his statement.
The way they were able to get them is by going to brooklinen.com and using the promo code official.
And selling all their food.
Yeah. It's a vicious cycle.
Is why we're not selling any more ads, is because they just get unlimited ads.
It's because everyone already took all our products. They're so satisfied with Brooklinen and Blue Apron and all that, they don't need anything else.
Thank you, Droner Boner.
Thanks, Andrew.
You're welcome.
This one comes from who's this one from?
Scott.
It says Scott.
It just says Charlie.
No, read the first line. Literally, move your eyes two lines down the screen.
The formatting was bad. Kai's fault, not mine. This one comes from Scott. He says, "What's up, guys? I'm Scott."
You idiot. It's like you have horse blinds on.
He needs his mum to come over and move his eyeballs down.
Scroll the screen.
No, wait, who's it from?
Scott says, I want Charlie to read this because I think this will be the most difficult thing he will answer in a while. Which of these outstandingly creative and life-changing products would you buy, regardless of cost, and use on everyday basis as they were made to be used? The Juicero, the Wi-Fi shoes, the Hushme, the Smalt, or the Potato Doctor? Try not to hurt yourself too much when making this life-altering decision. I already have an easy answer, Potato Doctor. It's the only one that would act. I mean, nothing, but it's a lot less inconvenient than the other four.
Now, wait. Are Wi-Fi shoes purportedly shoes with Wi-Fi signal?
Oh man, I don't even want to get into it, man. Just, it's horrible. And everything you can imagine about a shoe, imagine it just being bad and then unnecessarily it's
shoes
a shoe
with a mobile,
it has an app. The shoes, they're Wi-Fi compatible. They say they'll track your step, your heart rate, how big your dick is, and how much it's growing per step. It's just unnecessarily complicated. You have to charge your shoes to wear them.
I was going to say, if there are shoes that give off a Wi-Fi hotspot, I'd pick those immediately.
No, they don't do anything useful. There's not a single goddamn useful thing about those shoes.
Also, I've patented that idea. If you're making shoes that give out Wi-Fi, I totally have that patent. Don't steal it.
Is the potato doctor?
It's like a...
It's self-explanatory, Kaya. Come on.
It's like a giant finger that you stick into a potato, and then it just fills it with whatever filling you want, and then you pull it out.
Oh.
So instead of having to cut open the potato, you just prostate exam it and then inject it.
So a syringe.
Yeah, it's fundamentally a syringe.
All right.
Where does all the potato part go?
It stays in the potato. Yep. It's just the doctor operates inside.
Are you meant to use it on boiled potatoes?
Like baked potatoes.
Okay, okay. Well, that makes
then
sense.
I guess it expands a little bit. I don't know.
Because raw potatoes are hard as shit.
Oh, yeah. You'd never... The potato doctor isn't made for that type of environment.
Did you guys... I saw an interview with a lady who, just as a gag, she went into a gym and she challenged all the guys there to see who the strongest is. And the challenge was just squeeze a potato. And none of them could.
Yeah,
that's
impossible.
How hard those things are.
Potatoes are ridiculous. Shoutouts to potatoes.
This one's from Braden Gutin. This one's for anyone who'd like to read it. I may have started as a fan of Charlie, but now I'm a fan of you all. Stay moist, my boys. Now, if you wouldn't mind, tell Jake and Jonah to suck a dick, love heart. P.S. Kaya, what's your favorite Metroid game? Your boy, Braden, from Canada, a.k.a. the Dank Master Kush.
Well, Jake and Jonah, you're a bunch of cunts. Fuck you.
Jake and Jonah, if you're 18 or older, suck a dick. Otherwise, don't.
Suck each other's dicks.
What's your favorite Metroid game?
Yeah, Kaya.
My favorite Metroid game is still Axiom Verge.
Ooh, that's the rogue answer. I like that.
Yeah, that's the edgelord.
The rogue answer?
Yeah, that's turning his back on the main franchise.
He's a dangerous rogue.
I'm sorry, it's just, it's really, really good.
I needed to try it.
Is Metroid made by Capcom?
If I have to go...
No, Metroid is not named. It's not made by Capcom. It's Nintendo.
Oh, okay. No, it isn't. But, I mean, if I have to, I guess, give an answer from the actual canon, then I don't know. Super Metroid, I guess.
A classic answer.
Yeah.
All right. This one is from Brandon Galatro. And it says it will be read by me, but answered by everyone. And it's this.
Yeah.
What is your favorite full course meals, anything or besides anything from Blue Apron? Correction, what are your favorite full course meals besides anything from Blue Apron? I don't know what you corrected yourself on.
Yeah, it seemed
the
pretty,
grammar?
It seemed pretty watertight there.
Yeah, instead of is.
Gotcha. What are your favorite full course meals?
Sorry, we left in your error. My favorite full course meals are generally fast food junk. I'm not a healthy guy, but if I just, not in a cheat day kind of sense, but if I just want to go all out and eat anything I can, I'll go with cheap, shitty fast food. I love it.
Mine's
fries,
sushi.
Burger.
I do giant sushi platters.
Oh, me too.
Sushi's
up
there for me as well.
All right, mine's chicken karaage.
I don't know what that is.
I'd probably also go with really good sushi. Really just solid, nice sushi
rolls. Wow, let's all go to a sushi train or some shit like that.
Okay, gladly.
Yeah. Andrew, could you recommend Sushi Ninja after having it?
The one we went to?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was super solid.
What's Sushi Ninja?
It's my favorite restaurant. It's just this beautiful sushi place with the absolute best sushi I've ever had.
Oh, fuck. I didn't know you like sushi. I love sushi.
Sushi's my favorite food, man.
Sushi's delicious. Wow. Shushy.
Yeah. We're all giant weebs here.
I think this is read by any... Oh, no. I think it's read by you.
No. Yeah, it's read by me. This one's from Rain, who says, what if you could create a product that requires an internet connection but doesn't really need one? What would it be?
Wi-Fi shoes.
Damn. Yeah, I think we're all in agreement.
We'll all invest in Wi-Fi
internet connection
shoes.
But doesn't need one. A video game.
Oof.
SimCity.
Yeah.
It worked out perfectly.
Launch day SimCity 4.
Oh, that was great. Wait, it wasn't 4. It was...
It was just SimCity.
Oh, it was just the reboot. Yeah, you're right.
4
yeah,
was
yeah,
a good one. It's... I loved 4.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I thought 4 was the one that launched with Always On.
4 is the old one. That was the good one. It still holds up, I think. Still good.
You know, wait, is it SimCity 4 or SimCity 2000?
No, 4. Well, I think there's 2. I don't know which version 2000 is, but there is a SimCity 4, and it used to be the one I had, and it had pretty much everything in it. Good game.
I'm changing my answer. I'm going to do something entirely organic. I'm going to make my answer a banana.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's very organic. All right, someone do the next one.
It's Kaya.
Yeah.
Why a banana?
Because, I mean, when would it ever need an internet connection?
Fair enough, but why not a coconut then?
All right, coconut too. Any food item.
Okay, I see you're not down to argue the point.
No. I mean, hey, it says if you could make a product that requires an internet connection but doesn't need one, what would it be? I would make a banana.
You're like the Bruce Lee of arguments as you become water and take form.
I flow.
All right. This is from Succulent, and he wants me to read all of this. Jesus Christ. We need a, like, stutter counter. Dear official podcast team Alpha Jack 40, I'm a big fan of your work. When life is at its dullest, I listen to this podcast to pull through. The vapor from your voices produces a moist, dreamy, steamy on my weenie. Keep up the good work. I dedicate this shout out to my sister who passed away at the age of 19 from a brain disease called fatal familial insomnia, FFI. A while back, the diagnostic staff of the location she was hospitalized and traced the disease to a prion, mutated foreign protein, likely from the beef of canned food which our family consumed on a regular basis. Our parents thought about suing the canned food company, but it was my sister's request that they turn the other cheek. On March 15th, 2017, she spent her last waking hours making predictions of what life would have been like in the future if she was able to experience it before dementia eventually took her conscience. My favorite prediction from her was that eventually there will be advertisements for advertisements. The doctor pulled the plug 2 weeks after she fell in the coma. Her final words, which me and my family and my others will always hold dear to the bottom of our hearts, were this: the people who made the canned food should not be blamed for life happening. I could have prevented this myself if I had just made my own food with ingredients fresh from blueapron.com. Go to blueapron.com/official to have a recipe and the needed ingredients in exact proportions shipped fresh straight to your mailbox at a discounted price. That's blueapron.com/official for fresh ingredients and recipes delivered to your home. This blueapron.com sponsor was brought to you by the Dollar Shave Club. No contracts, no hidden fees. Have top quality razors shipped to your doorstep regularly for keeping that clean facial carve. The doctor, after pulling the plug and wiping his tears, stated that the life support that she lived on for 2 weeks was sponsored by Vidme. He also pointed out that my sister's words were said while living on the life support, which means the Dollar Shave Club ad that sponsored the blueapron.com ad was itself sponsored by Vidme. Advertisements for advertisements for advertisements have become a thing, and my sister's predictions for what's to come demonstrates catastrophic persistence of a transcendent altitude. P.S. This shout-out would not have been possible if not for Patreon.com. Go to patreon.com/theofficialpodcast and pledge to hear brilliant sponsors like blueapron.com, sponsored by the Dollar Shave Club, brought to you by VidMe.
A classic story.
Man, you motherfucker. For that first paragraph, I immediately got, like, sad and thought this was going to be a serious thing. I got so scared.
You know,
I had to read this sad, long eulogy. It became so fucking awkward for about 5 minutes.
He almost had me, but I didn't think he'd follow up a story of his sister's death and preclude it with dreamy, steamy on my weenie. That's when I was like, all right, wait a minute.
That was a dead giveaway from the
story. Something might be up.
Still, yeah, it's still fishy, though, and I kind of, I don't know, had me for a few seconds there.
That was a great story, Succulent.
Yeah, thank you.
This one comes from Aaron Chambers. So I really blew my load with my last few podcast shout out. So instead, I'm just going to ask you guys to share your harrowing tales of Irma. If you don't have one, make it up. Or just don't tell one. You guys are the hosts. I just think it would help the overall feel of the podcast if you made one up. As a little inspiration, I walked through a tropical storm to get sweet tea at McDonald's and the power went out. I still got my tea, though.
So when Irma hit, I was obviously devastated here in Turkey. I mean, houses collapsed, streets were flooded, not with water, but of the bloods of innocents being killed and drowned in that water. So if you want to, you know, help me, go to patreon.com/theofficialpodcast.
For Turkey where we're hurricane relief.
Disaster relief.
I want a news reporter to be walking through the streets and going, look at this shithole. Look at the devastation caused by this hurricane. Look and how poor and run down it is. My harrowing tale of Irma was I was in Orlando having a great time, and then the hurricane was coming, so I went to my parents' house, and I had to move a bunch of furniture and lock a bunch of shit in the garage and move a whole bunch of heavy things and do a bunch of prep work and set up a generator and chain it to our post so no one would steal it and get gas and fill it up and do a whole bunch of things. And then Irma decided at the last minute to do a super hard 90-degree turn and not even hit my house.
I
had to undo all that work for nothing. And that was
donate all your money.
On the receiving end of that 90-degree turn came towards me. I left Tampa. I went to Orlando. I stayed in Disney's Art of Animation hotel with my family. Stayed there for 2 nights.
Had a wonderful stay. Back.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Had a great time. Free room service.
Massive props to Disney as well for letting all the animals stay in their hotels.
I thought you were going to say for letting Charlie in.
That too.
He pays. Why would they not? Should he be banned?
Well, it's Charlie we're talking about.
Oh, yeah, the convicted molester. They just close the gates when they see him approach.
Kai, I don't know if you know this about Charlie, but the man hasn't won a single Kids' Choice Award.
Yeah, unfortunately not. I'm on a dry spell.
My experience was just fear-mongering to Charlie. I'd send him a message every 30 minutes saying his house was going to be destroyed. With live updates.
Did you really do that?
Pretty much.
More or less.
I said, you better run. This is your last chance.
He went on the live tropical storm subreddit with the live reports and was asking questions on my behalf, getting the experts' answers.
That's great.
Nice.
Suffice to say, I was severely disappointed when nothing happened.
I mean, it went to Orlando instead of Tampa. So, I mean, it hit Disney, but it wasn't bad.
But you still have no award.
Unfortunately, no.
All right, next one.
It's you guys.
This is for me, from Alaskan Bullworm. What are your favorite Pokemon and why?
Hitmonlee just looks cool. Classic.
Who?
Hitmonlee.
Who the fuck is Hitmonlee?
Generation 1 fighting Pokemon.
He's the Pokemon where when you threw him out, he would go...
Why do you remember that?
Because I played Pokemon Stadium a lot. A fucking lot.
All those like grunts and shit blurred together to me.
Well, because in the game they have like actual animal cries, and I just remember. So in the show, Pokemon say their name, right?
Yeah.
Like except Electabuzz.
There's exceptions. Like Staryu goes, "Heya!" and it's funny as shit. But
no, Electabuzz is the best. He comes out like an old man with peanut butter on his mouth, screaming.
But I just remember in the game, whenever Hitmonlee came out in Pokemon Stadium, the announcer would be like, "Oh, it's Hitmonlee," and he'd just go, "Ooh," and it just sounded really funny to me as a kid, so I remembered it.
Mine's Charizard.
Basic bitch.
Mine is also Charizard, and has been since I was 6, but lately, I've been a huge fan of Breloom. I love Breloom.
Why the fuck?
He's a grass fighting guy, and he's just an asshole. And I love him. It's like a little dinosaur, but with petals.
You know what else is like a dinosaur?
Dollar Shave Club.
Charizard.
Yeah. I like Charizard too, Jackson. I don't know. I could spend all day naming my favorites. I love Pokemon, but I'll keep it to that.
You're the next one.
Kai never said his favorite.
Yeah, what was Kai's favorite Pokemon?
Shit, you noticed. I don't like Pokemon. I don't care.
Just say Hitmonlee.
Axiom Verge.
Nice.
Nice. All right, this one is from Ghost. I want to share to you. I want to share to you my favorite childhood riddle with you all. See if you can solve it without looking it up. A farmer needs to cross a river with his wolf, his goat, and a head of lettuce to get to the market today. He has a boat to cross the river, but the boat can only carry himself and one other animal item. Here is his problem. If left alone together, the wolf will eat the goat, and the goat will eat the lettuce. How does he get all three safely across if the only way to separate them is the river? And no, the answer's not find another way around the river. Congrats on surviving Irma, by the way. I know the answer, so I won't say it.
Killed the goat? That's a classic.
Jackson, do you not know?
BlueApron.com.
Charlie, you don't know either? Wow.
No, I don't. I knew this
for a long time.
I don't remember this from Lord of the Rings.
it's like the kind of riddle they always would ask kids in school. It's a clever riddle, actually.
It is.
Wait, don't you just take the goat out and ferry it across and then come back and pick up the goat?
Because the goat can't swim, Jackson.
No, but you come back and pick up the goat.
Okay, so you have the lettuce, the wolf, and the goat. And you can only put one thing in the boat.
Thing is the problem is if you just take out the goat, then the wolf will be alone with the lettuce, which works, but you have to leave the goat on the other end.
But
then you come back.
The wolf will only eat the goat, not the lettuce.
Yeah. Exactly. No, Jackson's
but
right
then
so
you
far.
Have to come back to the other side. Then which do you take, the wolf or the lettuce?
Oh, wait, you can only take... Oh, right.
One.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember this puzzle from RuneScape, actually.
Oh, yeah, there is a quest in there like that.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, this exact thing, except it's with a wolf, a chicken.
Chicken,
and some. Yeah, I think it's just a wolf.
Yeah, the
and
way
a chicken.
I originally heard it was a fox, a chicken, and a bag of corn.
It might be an egg, Charlie. Is there an egg?
Oh, it is. It's an egg. I think it's an egg. Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Well, so, I don't know why the chicken would eat the egg, though.
All right, so the quick and dirty answer, you bring the goat, then you go back, then you grab the wolf, then you go over, leave the wolf, bring the goat, bring the lettuce, and then bring the goat. That's it.
You have to make multiple trips.
Yeah.
The
thing people forget is when you drop something off, you can also bring something back.
Yeah, you can take it back, yeah.
All right, Jackson, you got
Ghost.
You got a slew of a couple.
Oh, this one's from Chandler. Our favorite fatty. He says, college is going all right. The podcast and the friends I've made from it really helped me in times of stress. I love you guys and hope the best for the future. Also, I've been slowly losing more and more weight, so one day I won't be your favorite fatty, but hopefully you still have a reason to yell at me.
Yeah, whatever, fatty.
Yeah.
Yeah, we see about that, fat ass.
Keep up the good work, Chandler.
Chandler, keep those friends. College people are... They'll stick with you, my man.
Yeah, keep grinding, dude.
Jackson,
you're
up again,
Jackson.
Oh, God. This one's from Anthony, also known as the Harbinger of Rage, who says, I am wrapped up in some of the most infuriating work possible right now. Can all of you do me a favor and just laugh, scream, cry, or unleash whatever emotions you feel at this moment? Everyone, all at the same time. Make it the happiest or saddest cacophony. Just make sure it's a total mess.
All right, 3, 2, 1. I'm really indifferent.
Tired. I'm tired. Woo-hoo! I'm tired. 3 hours of sleep. Andrew's
kill
in ecstasy.
I fell down.
You should have done the
I'm
Pokemon
also tired.
Great cacophony.
Yeah. Just Jackson, play on loop, but 6 decibels higher for a couple seconds.
Yeah. The general consensus is we're apathetic.
Yeah.
Cut in Kids' Choice Awards music.
Yeah, cut in and the applause from the crowd.
Yeah.
And Jim Carrey complaining about the Emmys at the same time. All right, so this is from Comic Book John. I've been a patron since you guys opened up the Patreon. Thank you for that. And I've been at the shout-out tier for about 4 months, but I haven't sent anything in because I couldn't think of anything for you guys to say.
Slack.
At this point, I don't have anyone else to talk to about comics with, so now I'm going to make Andrew talk about comics I like. Forever Evil is one of my favorite crossovers of all time. The opposite version of the Justice League from an alternate world, Earth 3, invades our own, led by a kryptonite-snorting Ultraman. I think I've seen stuff on that one, and it is pretty good. Owlman. Yeah, I have seen that. That is really good. So, a tyrannical crime lord Owlman and his evil Lois Lane Wonder Woman mashup. The ones who rise up to fight this invasion are none other than Lex Luthor and his homemade Bizarro Superman. You guys should read it. Keep up the good work on the podcast. yeah, Forever Evil is, I also recommend it. I liked it. It was really neat.
Thank you, Comic Book John. I'm never going to read something called Owlman, but thank you.
Owlman is the scariest name.
That's from Forever Evil. He's talking about the characters. Owlman is like anti-Batman.
Jesus. My case.
All right, let's just move on quickly and quietly.
The anti-Batman Owlman. You couldn't have made him more lame. Oh, Lord.
Who? Owlman.
What's his power? Can you look like backwards?
He just twists his head around.
You'll never sneak up on him. This one comes... Oh, anyone but Jackson.
Ooh. Okay. Wait, were his parents attacked by... Was he attacked by owls when he was little?
Probably. I think because owls eat bats.
Yeah.
They do? Jesus.
You're thinking way too hard into this, Jackson.
Yeah, it's much simpler.
His name's Owlman. Come on.
This is from Prozimity. I noticed last week you guys were all bashing poor Jackson about his dreams of being the best badminton player. We even told him it was a pussy sport because there are no injuries. You have never been so wrong. When I was in eighth grade during a game of badminton, I received the worst injury of my life. For reasons not even a god could figure to understand, the intense match led to me trying to roundhouse kick someone on the badminton court. Unfortunately, the traction my sneakers brought to the battlefield was so intense that while my body from the knee up rotated, everything below stayed firmly in place. That fateful day, I ripped every ligament and tendon in my knee. I couldn't walk for months, and now, thanks to badminton, I can do a neat party trick where I turn my entire lower leg around.
Jesus.
Badminton is for real men, Jackson. Don't worry. And then he sent a picture of his leg.
All right, Prozimity, I'm just going to put this out there, Prozimity. You may have done that to your leg, but if you were playing a man sport like football and did that, you would have died. So, yeah, our argument still stands.
Oh, yeah, Jesus, that's not lying. Up.
Although that is a really cool party trick, what you can do. Jackson, put the picture on the screen.
That's fake. He's facing backwards, and he's just putting his shoe down there facing the other way.
This man is defending you, you jerk.
Oh, right. It's authentic.
You're debunking him?
Wow. How dare you?
It's authentic.
Put it on the screen so everyone at home playing along.
This one's from Vitruvial... Fucking hell. Vitruvial Dr. Guy, great grandson of Beef Spogdar.
I love Beef Spogdar and his lineage.
The first time I masturbated, I was using the internet app on a DSi.
The internet
Thanks,
app?
Thanks, Vitruvial.
Thanks, cousin of Beef Spogdar.
So wait, how young is
grandson?
He?
Grandson. Well, how old is Beef?
Yeah,
Beef.
That's real young.
That's really young. I mean, I first jacked off in like, what, like
we
eight,
found
nine
our first
old?
Under 12 yeah. audience member.
There is.
What's a DSi?
It's a Nintendo DS with internet capability.
No,
that's what the I
stands
for.
Original DS said internet. The DSi is like the slimmed down, I think.
It has a camera, doesn't it? The DSi?
I'm not sure. There's like 30 different versions.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like the Skyrim of hardware.
It really is.
Yeah.
Someone suggested we should have a Dark Souls of Podcasts shirt.
Yeah, I love that idea, yeah. That was Rodney, actually.
Oh, fuck. I think they're actually coming out with a new DS, like they announced it on Nintendo Direct. Speaking
I'm excited.
Of,
yeah, of course. They did, didn't they?
Yeah. It's either a new design for an existing DS or a new DS type. Like, it's
There's
not a new console,
it's the
but...
DS.
Isn't it the 3DS, but it's just a brick now?
I think it's... Like well, it's still a 3DS, but I think it's a new, like, design of it or something. I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe it's a 2... Wait, is it the 2DS XL, maybe? I don't know.
That might be it.
No,
I mean, as a human who owns a 3DS, I fucking love that thing. They can release a billion of them, and I'm okay with it.
Jesus Christ. There's just not enough games on it for me.
Are you kidding?
Well, there's plenty, but I don't like them.
All right, that's a more accurate argument.
All right, it's just all like shovelware.
I think that's it. I think we're done.
Yeah, that's all the shout-outs.
Thank you for your shout-outs. Charlie appreciates it.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you
for your shout-outs and your continued support.
And you watching this, even if you're not supporting us right now, thank you for watching.
Do you guys
make
get that?
Support us too. At the Best Podcast for the Kids' Choice Award.
Do it.
You better.
Do you guys
write
get,
it in.
Do you guys get a warm, fuzzy feeling when you beat a video game and you're watching the credits and under the special thanks, the last one is "and you" with a little exclamation
no.
point?
You watch those?
Wow. Yeah.
Skip.
You sick fuck. Yeah, the first thing I do is hammer my controller to get out of that shit.
If I can't skip it, I usually just walk away.
If I can't skip it, I get irrationally offended.
Oh.
Like, who do you think you are?
I don't know.
I'm with you, Andrew. I like seeing their names fly all across right. the screen for 45 yeah. minutes.
I don't know. I usually just watch it to see if there's extra stuff, like little shit going on in the credits or things that happen. Yeah.
Are you the kind of person where when you go see a movie with your friend, you'll have them stay in the movie theater for the extra scene at the end?
If I know there is one, if I know there is one, yes. Otherwise, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, I hate that. I just look it up after the fact. It's far easier.
Yeah.
True. And we can talk about it on the next episode.
Ooh, the cliffhanger.
60 on the extra one.
Ooh. Oh, are we doing that?
Well, we already did the pre-post show.
No, yeah. No, this is for the listen. God, Jesus, shut the hell up. I'm just saying, for a buck, you can get extra content on our Patreon.
Yeah, Kai's getting
you can
a
hear
money.
That story.
Shut up.
You can get early access of actor guy. Was it Charlie?
James Allen McKeon.
Biggest actor. Tom Cruise wanted on, but we kind of blew him off. So if you want that early access, go to Patreon too.
And we got shirts and everything else down in the description below.
We have plenty of ways for you to support us.
And here's a little sneak preview. Keemstar got back to me. He's good on Sunday.
Nice.
Ooh.
All right. This is coming after Sunday, but okay.
Well, I know. That was just mainly for you guys, just to give you the heads up.
But then again, the episode will then come out after this one. So it's still a good sneak peek preview.
Preek.
Mm-hmm. Preek. He's a prick. But yeah, see you guys then.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
See you next week.